Shalom Aleichem Kinderlech, Nafreilach and Pesach. As Yud Alef Nissan is coming up, I want to share with you two stories with the Rebbe. Incredible stories. One story that happened to a very big chassid that lived in Eretz Yisrael, and another story happened to me personally. The chassid that I'm talking about was a chassid by the name Reb Zusha Rifkin. Reb Zusha Rifkin was a chassid of the Rebbe, and he had a lot of Avos Yisrael, and especially children. He would give candies to children every single day from his restaurant. He had a restaurant in Eretz Yisrael, and kids would come after school from non-frum schools, non-religious schools. Israeli kids, Jewish kids, would come to his restaurant and he would give them candy, but he made them say brachas and say the psukim. And he did this every day. One day, Reb Zusha went to the doctor because he felt terrible pains inside his body. He felt very, very strong pains and didn't know what it was. So the doctors did a checkup and they did all kinds of x-rays and they found out that he has a problem with his kidneys. Kidneys are a very important part of the body. And if your kidneys don't work well, it can be very dangerous. The doctor said that this is a very serious thing that he has, and it's very dangerous, and we need to do something about it. But they need to do more tests. They're going to test different things in his body to see what they can do. But they said it's clear that he has a real dangerous problem with his kidneys. Reb Zusha, as he was a big chassid of the Rebbe, wrote to the Rebbe the whole story, what the doctor said, and the problem that he has, and the danger that he was in. He gets an answer from the Rebbe that says, it was right before Pesach. This was right before Pesach. And he wrote all this to the Rebbe right before Pesach, and the Rebbe answers, first of all, Chak, Kosher, V'Sameach, Afreilach, and Kosher, and Pesach. Then the Rebbe says, since Pesach is a time of redemption, right, of freedom, what happened on Pesach? We came out of Mitzrayim, we were slaves in Mitzrayim to the Egyptians, to the Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out of there, and we became free. But Hashem says that Pesach, every year, Hashem gives us freedom again. Maybe we're not slaves today, but there's other things that bother us. Maybe we're not slaves to Paroi, we're not slaves to Mitzrayim, but we can be slaves to the Yetzer Hara. We can be slaves to sickness. Sickness makes us like slaves. We can't do anything we want. You want to daven, you want to learn, but when you're sick and feel pain, it's very hard to daven, very hard to do what you want to do. You're like a slave that can't do what he wants. So on every year on Pesach, Hashem gives us freedom. Hashem gives us the ability to be free of all kinds of things. Free from the Yetzer Hara, and free from sickness, and free from other problems. Like if you don't have money, Hashem helps you, that you get the money you need. That's called freedom, being free of problems. So the Rebbe says to him, listen, Pesach is coming, and you should ignore what the doctors are saying. After Pesach, when you'll be free, because Pesach gives us freedom, then you'll go again for a new checkup, and you'll be a new person then, and things will be very different then. And Reb Zusha said that as soon as he got the answer of the Rebbe, he suddenly felt that the pain in his body went down. He no longer felt pain. But he didn't say anything. He waited till after Pesach. And then he went to the doctor again. And when the doctor looked and checked his body inside, he saw that the problem went away. So this was the amazing lesson. I hear Chassid trusted the Rebbe. The Rebbe said, when Pesach comes, a Jew becomes a new person. You become a person that's free of the Yetzer Hara and free of sickness and free of all kinds of things. You just have to be, you know, doing Pesach with all your heart and learn and daven and be besimcha on Pesach and sit by the Seder and say the Haggadah with great joy and simcha. And then Hashem helps us that we are able to be free of all the problems we have. One other story I'll tell you. This happened to me. About 2 years ago, I started feeling pain in my shoulder. You know, when you have pain in your shoulder, you know what that means? It means that your shoulder gets very red. It's called in English inflamed. And it's very painful. It's also called arthritis. That it's very painful. Every time I had to move my hand, my arm, to put on tefillin, it hurt my shoulder. And I couldn't do it. It was very hard. And it got worse and worse every single day. Until it got so bad, the pain, after a year and a half, that at night I couldn't sleep because it was so painful. And my doctor said, you have to go for a checkup, and the doctor has to see what's wrong with your shoulder. It's probably what's called arthritis. And you have to take special medication to make the pain less. At night I couldn't sleep, but I didn't go to the doctor. I just didn't have time to go to the doctor. So it got worse and worse. And at night I had to take painkillers like Advil, Tylenol, so I could sleep through the night. Otherwise I couldn't sleep. It was so painful. Then I went to the oil one day. Many shluchim got together. At the oil we had a special 2 days by the near the Rebbe, where we learned and we davened and we fabrang together. And we all went to the Rebbe's oil. And I went to the oil, I wrote to the Rebbe, Rebbe, my right shoulder hurts me. And it hurts me very badly. And it's very hard for me to move around my arm. And I can't sleep at night. I need help. Please give me a bracha. I finished reading my little note and I tore it up and I put it into by the oil. I walked away. And since then, I haven't felt a single second of pain. It like went away suddenly. After a year and a half of getting worse every day, it suddenly stopped. It's already 3 months. Since then, I haven't felt the pain again. That shows that the Rebbe gives us freedom, chirus, freedom from all kinds of problems, but we have to connect with the Rebbe. With Yontif.